While the violence in Juarez has increased significantly over the last 3 years, so has the safety and unity of El Paso's electronic dance music community. Since 2008, many kids and young people have ceased going to Juarez to see their favorite DJs and acts, and El Paso has become the place for such events. The electronic dance music scene that existed in Juarez has now jumped across the river and is now thriving here in El Paso, making it safer for young people to attend the events. Ras Mia Rishdi Assam, also known as Miss Mia, is a regular party goer, and she is also a photographer for the local electronic dance music scene.
Because of how the violence has escalated in Juarez, it's just dangerous to be out in the streets in that kind of city or environment. You're not risking your life to go party in Juarez anymore. You're safer by staying in El Paso, not to have to go risk their lives and have a higher death toll.
Not only have the partygoers benefited from this change, but also the promoters, the venues, and the city in general. Among the positive effects of this displacement, the scene has also seen an increase in unity and overall sense of togetherness. Alfredo Macias, also known for his DJ and producer name, Fredo Masi, has been a part of the scene and has seen the change for over 15 years.
Because of what's happening over there, more promoters are banding together to bring people some really good shows. It gives El Paso a good name, you know. Finally, we get to make a name for ourselves as far as the music scene. And it definitely benefits El Paso and its community.
A combined estimate of about 20,000 made their way to Cohen Stadium on Memorial Weekend for El Paso's first massive electronic music festival. El Pasoans ranging in age between 15 and mid-30s were present at the Sun City Music Festival, also known as SCMF, an event that brought lots of money and tourism to the Sun City. This represents a huge part of the youth in the city and shows the popularity of electronic dance music in present day. People from Chihuahua, New Mexico, and other parts of the U.S. and Mexico visited El Paso for this event. Elby Bocanegra is the spokesperson for SMG Events, who brought to us the Sun City Music Festival.
The plan is to make it an annual event. You know, we have a lot of people traveling into El Paso for it. There's people from Houston, from Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Phoenix, Alamogordo, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, you know, Chihuahua, Juarez. I mean, we probably captured like a 300 to 500 mile radius of people.
And as the violence in Juarez and other parts of Mexico doesn't show signs of a recovery, music presents a way of dealing with the situation. Ravers appear to beat the new age hippies, calling out for the ever so elusive PLUR, the Ravers acronym for peace, love, unity, and respect. While attempting to reach this PLUR, the music continues.
The most evident thing, the thing that sticks out the most in my head, dance music, EDM, has become a demographic-less genre. It's gonna get bigger.
As long as the promoters and the supporters really just take care of it, then, you know, it's gonna grow. You know, it's kind of like a plant. You gotta, you know, water it, and that's its food, and it grows. And that's what's gonna happen with the scene.